Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Jalen. I was a part of Group One, so we investigated Pillar One. I'm going to apologize in advance because we didn't follow the format properly. And so rather than new ideas and new partnerships, we just kind of have a few recommendations. Oh, sorry. And so our first recommendation really focused primarily on pre-existing programs. And so in our group, we talked a lot about all of the different universities and the vast amount of programs they offer for undergraduate students, both at the academic level, but then also co-curricular activities as well. And so our first recommendation was that the system should re-examine curricular and co-curricular undergraduate programs offered at each university to ensure there is not financial waste for duplicate programs in various colleges and to evaluate whether or not the programs are meeting the six areas of Pillar One. So not only is it important to be cost effective in what we're doing as individual universities and in a system, but it's also very important that as we execute those things, that those programs are meeting the six areas outlined in Pillar One. And so one of the examples was Computer Science Plus. And if you want more information, you can speak with the boss about that. The second area was to incentivize students to explore outside of the classroom experiences. And so I am now an alumnus, but I was the only recent graduate in the room. And so myself and Dr. Romano talked extensively about the outside of the classroom experience. And so we think that as a system, this has to be a priority. Okay, so the next initiative was that the system should ensure our goals of diversity and inclusion are embedded in every aspect of the institution. So with everything going on currently, many of the committee members felt that conversations about diversity and inclusion always kind of spark an elephant in the room, and it's always an uncomfortable topic. And so moving forward, there need to be more opportunities to really gauge those spaces and to promote this idea of diversity and inclusion and what that looks like at every aspect of the institution. The next thing was accelerating, investing in, and reimagining pipeline programs for students in K through 12 and at community colleges statewide. So this is the University of Illinois. We are a preeminent university system in various different ways. And so since this is the public's university, it's very important for us to engage with populations throughout the entire pipeline, so from kindergarten all the way throughout. And so during our committee conversations, we talked a lot about technological engagement with the vast amount of improvements in technology and how that will facilitate conversations moving forward. We talked about inclusive sociology and making sure that we are facilitating spaces in which people are comfortable talking about diverse aspects of life. The next thing was training for teachers. And so again, we are the University of Illinois, a preeminent institution in every way possible. And so we should be facilitating conversations on what teaching and learning should look like in a modern society. Academic readiness and mentorship was also important. And then lastly, and this was kind of coined by Trustee Montgomery, but really looking at our learning and making sure that we're developing a mechanism to really examine what the metrics are and how we really need to improve learning for students primarily in K through 12 and students of color. And then also lifelong learning for individuals who have graduated from our universities and making sure that they're invested in learning all throughout their experience as alumni of this great place. The next thing was expanding online education for both traditional and non-traditional students, as well as developing new strategies for engagement at the K through 12 level. So I'll share a personal anecdote. 2 years ago, I had a friend who was pregnant, and she relied heavily on the Urbana campus's online programs. And so as I think about ways to really engage with non-traditional students, I think we have a unique opportunity to do a lot more on the online education front, as well as engaging with students in K through 12 who might not necessarily, their school might not offer 4 years or 3 years of math. And so how can we as a university work to develop programs to engage with those students too? And so I think there's an opportunity to expand our online education systems in both of those ways. And then lastly, new partnerships. We talked heavily about alumni engagement. You know, earlier when we were given our declaration statements, the only groups that were mentioned were students, faculty, and staff. And so I was in the back and I just kind of joked, well, what about alumni? Because I think many of the people up here giving statements would also categorize themselves in that group. And so many of the things that I just mentioned can be facilitated through alumni engagement. We have over 700,000 active alumni across the nation and around the world. And so I think that when we talk about things like mentorship and getting back involved with students in K through 12, alumni are the individuals who can really facilitate some of those things. And then lastly, we did not finish the rest in terms of our declaration statement because we were so